Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
With the sun. Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, Master Teacher at 33. And today is Sunday. Sun Day. Sun, Helios Day, Deity. Deity Day, Sun Deity Day. January the 29th. Man, this month is almost over with. January the 29th of 2017, and the time is 6. A late show, 6 p.m. Central Time. As always, my brothers, as always, my sister, we've got another important topic scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about this very important topic. Excuse me, that goes right in line with what we're going to be discussing in 2017. As you know, we've got the Clarinomics Show getting ready to start on February the 1st. January the 31st is the last day to sign up for that program. Please email me if you haven't done so already at themasterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address, once again, for people interested in getting the details on the Clarinomics Temple Building, DNA Blueprint for Success program, simply email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com so I can get that information to you, because you definitely want to be a part of that program, because tonight's message kind of reveals, explains, illuminates, and simplifies the power, if you will, or the meat of that program. And that program centers around you doing your highest service or your highest good. Tonight we want to break that down just a little bit. We want to look at the numbers behind it. We want to look at the physics or the biology behind it. As you know, most of the things that I talk about is I try to show another side of this thing that we call religion or spirituality. And what's interesting is when we talk about religion and we talk about spirituality, we're really talking about, again, how we be. We're talking about our existence. And it's very interesting because, you know, when we look at what people do spiritual life or in a religious life, and if you look at it from a biological perspective, the only thing that I do differently is that when somebody says that, you know, God is going to provide, I just explain how God is going to provide. So when most people talk about what, all I do is talk about how and why. And it's interesting because the people that promote what God does, they are against the people that explains how and why God does it. And it's very interesting to me because even though you can be saying the same thing as someone who saying that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, and I'm saying that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, but I'm talking about interior versus exterior, and yet the twain shall never meet. But it's not until you are able to understand both sides of the coin that you have dunamis power, we'll put it that way. Because without understanding the biological aspects of the spirituality, you can have and you can do all the spiritual stuff. You can shout, turn over chairs, and speak in tongues, and go home, and you have no power. Because you're suffering from what I call there is a particular mental illness. Now, this mental illness is a spiritual illness that prevents you from oscillating or prevents you from vibrating at what your highest innate capacity is. You are a electrical capacitor. Now, this is what the Ark of the Covenant is and was, and you are. I did the series already, got the book, 12-hour series on you are. You don't go get the Ark. You are the Ark. You are the Ark of the Covenant. That means that you are a electrical capacitor. Now, maybe you do, or maybe you don't understand what that means. But that just simply means, my brothers and sisters, that you must become a single standing column of waveform energy. And until then, you are what is called an electrical leech. You're a parasite. And it's interesting because parasites are needy. People who eat meat actually draw to themselves parasites, and the parasites eat the meat that's inside of the body to prevent you from dying. So let me say that again so that way you can understand the system. So these particular mental dispositions that are preventing you from oscillating and vibrating at your highest possible good are this I want something for nothing disease or this quick fix or this microwave disease. You're suffering from one or maybe both of those spiritual dispositions. One, if you live in America, you want something for nothing. You believe the white man owes you something, especially if you're a black man, or if you are of a melanin, you really got it bad. Or if you came from a wealthy background where you had a silver spoon in your mouth, you think the world evolves around you, and you think somebody owes you something, so you got this something for nothing disease. Or if you don't got that, you got the microwave mentality like I got. You want a quick fix disease. You don't know how to wait. You want it yesterday. And so either one of these sabotage your success. So both of these are fatal. See, this something for nothing mentality is contracted by people who think that they can get more out than what they put in. So you go through life and you don't put nothing in, but you think that you're going to get something out. The universe, the law of equivalent exchange, doesn't work like that. So that prevents you from oscillating and vibrating at your highest capacity. So therefore, you're not an electrical capacitor. So if you're not an electrical capacitor, that means that you're not, again, the Ark of the Covenant. And so while you're looking for the Ark of the Covenant out there, the Ark of the Covenant is in here. You are a single standing column of scalar technology. That's what you are. You are a vibrational being. You have the ability to exercise what's called biophotonics. And if you can wrap your brain around that, then what, but especially if you're going to hang out with me in 2017, we're all going to be vibrating on this higher frequency. We're all going to delve into and figure out what is it that makes me think that I don't have to give and I'm going to receive. Where did I get that from? Where did I get the idea from that I can get something for nothing? Or where did I get the idea that there's a shortcut? Where did I get the idea that I can get something without paying my dues? You see, my brothers and sisters, one thing I know for sure is that your rewards in life equals your service to others. In order to get past that, where you can have rewards in life, you got to understand the law of sowing and reaping, the law of action and reaction, the law of equivalent exchange, the law of cause and effect. And if you violate these laws, my brothers and sisters, these laws will violate you. There's no such thing as a free lunch. I'm living proof of that. And so in order for you to oscillate or vibrate at your highest possible good, brothers and sisters, your rewards in life equal your service to others. Your ability to vibrate on a high level is your only guarantee for success. And right now you cannot vibrate on a higher level because you don't see yourself operating on that high level because you want something for nothing or you have a microwave mentality. And so we are violating universal spiritual laws, like I talked about yesterday, and we don't know that we're violating these laws. So it's my job to assist you to understand, just like if you climb up on a tall building and you jump off that building, there's this thing called the law of gravity. And the law of gravity doesn't care if you're white or black. It doesn't care if you're short or tall. It doesn't care if you're rich or poor. The law of gravity is universal. So what I'm doing is universal. So I develop a system based upon universal spiritual laws, and it doesn't work just on some people. It works on everybody. So if you dedicate yourself to serving others in a way or in the way that your life automatically, innately aligns with that service, if you identify with your innate niche without going outside of your lane, that guarantees your success. Because why? Now you're oscillating and you're vibrating according to your highest possible good. What is the highest possible vibrational rate that you can achieve? So your highest level of service is your ability or your abilities. And these are the things that you do without any training, without any instruction. This is what I call your Dear Kinnear report or your Dear Kinnear. This is your destiny. This is your service. This is your ministry. The scripture says this is your spiritual gift. So this innate ability that you have right now, now I know you may not be able to see it. You're probably still looking for it. But it's right there staring you in the face. It requires no training, no education. You're doing it while you're sleeping. You, my brothers and sisters, now you have to monetize, but first we got to identify it. Because we've got to identify your innate ability, because that innate ability is going to let you know who your target market is. The reason that now I am successful and I wasn't successful 2 months ago is because I did this. I enhanced my target market by enhancing or identifying my target training. For example, would you be the child, or would you be a child who, let's say, if you experience it, let me use my son, for example. You guys remember I was telling you my son Kendrick, who's now at on the full ride scholarship at UT Austin on an engineering program. So my son, when I brought him a bicycle, I spent 2 weeks putting that bicycle together when he was 3 or 4 years old. Training wheels, everything. Took it out the box. Took me forever to put that thing together. 30 minutes after he, on Christmas Day, he took it all apart. Everything I brought him, he took apart a VCR. He took apart my laptop. One day I almost beat that fool to an inch of his life. I was going to, and then thankfully the Spirit told me, stop. Don't touch him. Because I was witnessing and I was watching a child perform his purpose, and I almost stifled it or killed it the way I did my first two children because I was a control freak. All I saw was I spent my time putting it together, and you took it apart in 5 minutes. I was angry because I was getting upshot by a three-year-old. And that's the way you are, brothers and sisters. Your creativity got shut down when you was a kid. And it's my job to assist you with helping you going back to your childhood, and we're going to find it. And we're going to find that innate ability, that thing that you do that nobody else on the planet can do. You do it with no training and with no instruction. It's automatic. It's subconscious. This is a part of, again, your autoimmune system. This is what we talked about before, that mechanism, that success mechanism, that failure mechanism, and that creative mechanism, where you are using your brain and you come up with all kind of creative stuff, but that failure mechanism prevents you from moving forward with this creative stuff. So we've got to tap into your success mechanism, your innate ability, your Dear Kinnear. We're going to discover your Dear Kinnear, because that is the key to tapping into the ether. That's the key to tapping into the source. That is the key that unlocks this one phrase. The answer exists. You see, when you are in purpose, when I'm inside my lane, I know the answer exists. So I'm inside my lane. My lane is, my name in Hebrew is Betaziah. It means build up the temple. So I know that I have the claironomic, I'm a claironomic temple builder. And when I build your temple, I'm going to expose you to your DNA, and your DNA is the blueprint that's going to give you your success. Thus the name, Claironomics Temple Builders, DNA Blueprint for Success. Well, this is what I'm going to do. Remember, when you name something, you establish something. If you name it wrong, then you're going to go about it and you're going to do it wrong. So make sure before you get a domain name, before you get a title of your book, before you name your daughter, your dog, your cat, your rat, before you name anything, think. When you name it, my brothers and sisters, you basically fixed it. Its pattern is determined by the name. So the Cloudnomics Temple Builders DNA Blueprint for Success program. It's a program. It's automatic. You ain't got to do nothing. All you got to do is show up and just listen to what I tell you. And the Cloudnomics Household Management of the Soul. This soul, again, controls your temple. This temple is going to build your DNA. This DNA is your blueprint for success. And it's a program. And it's a loop. And we're going to go Cloudnomics, Temple Builders, DNA, Blueprint, Success, Program. Go back to the beginning. Cloudnomics, Temple Building, Blueprint, Success, Program. Go back to the beginning. It's a program. It runs automatically. You ain't got to think. You got to do nothing. You just show up and listen. That's it. If you can show up and if you can listen, we're going to tap into your highest level of service. Now, let me make sure, because, again, this is what is called phase conjugation. This is what they call the DNA of implosion. This is the physics, again, of love. This is what these gurus, all these physicists like, you know, Bruce Lipton, you know, my boy Dan Winter, this other dude, man, I keep forgetting my boy's name down in Alabama, John Bearden. This is the physics of your highest level of success. It is a mathematical equation that is guaranteed to work if you do one thing, show up. But see, the enemy knows that one thing, that's going to be the hardest thing for you to do. The hardest thing for you to do is going to do what I'm telling you right now. That is the practice of service. See, you have to dedicate yourself to serving others in the same way that you would like to be served. Let me say that again. This is the secret to your success and your failure. Because if you're looking for shortcuts, then what you're going to do is you're going to show up, and remember we talked about, I did the show on expectation. Now, if you're paying me $5,000 or $3,000 doesn't set your expectation, yeah, then it's going to be tough for you, brother. I could charge you $10,000 if you like. Maybe that'll help you come to the table with a spirit of expectation. So you should come on February the 1st expecting some great and mighty things to happen, because that's what I'm doing. So no one should be coming looking for, or no one should have those two mental dis-eases that I talked about. That is the microwave mentality, or somebody owes me something for nothing mentality. Both of those violate universal spiritual law, and you cannot find, because in order for you to transcend time, space, mass, and matter, you have to operate at your highest good, which simply means you got to elevate in love, not fall, elevate, not fall, elevate. Your reward in life equals your service to others. So your highest level, now we got to start where we are, but the goal is by the time we end in 2017, before we go into 2018, you will have found and you will be vibrating, you will have accepted, we will have overridden all the little demons and imps and roadblocks that you have in your life. We're going to override them because we have something that vibrates on a higher, more powerful level. Now, we're going to identify all of the underlying issues, and that's going to let you know the difference between what I call a shareable and a non-shareable emotion. Now, this is what prohibits a lot of people from moving forward. You have the ability already present inside of you at birth. Your DNA was placed in you in your mother's womb. Your father knew you in your mother's womb, and he placed inside of you this gift. What is this gift? This is a service that allows you to exist on the planet. The Bible says that your gift, not you, your gift will make room for you and take you before kings. And so the commitment to service helps you to focus on contributing value and not taking reward. See, my goal tonight is to contribute value to everybody that's listening. My goal for everybody that's a part of the Clarinomics program that we're starting on February the 1st is to blow your socks off. My goal is to make sure that you have these letters imprinted on your brain, IMR, immediate measurable results. I want you to tell all your family and all your friends, man, this dude, Brother Will, Master Teacher 33, this dude blew my socks off. He blew my cookies. That's what I want you to tell everybody. Now I won't have to worry about advertising because word of mouth will get out. Because my rewards in life will always be equal to the value of the service that I provide to you. If I don't provide you with no service, if I don't solve your problems, then I get no rewards in life. And so I want to make sure that I have a system that was guaranteed to work before I ever stepped out and tried to provide any type of a product, service, or information to anybody. And what I have done over the last 20 years is develop a system and fine-tune it until I've come up with, especially after the last two Eagles clubs and at the last Clarinomics that we just did, which a lot of people who were in that Clarinomics meeting, what did we do? If you guys remember, what did we talk about? We talked about websites. Remember, we started 30 steps in 30 days. And I gave y'all the program. We started going through those programs. And nobody could implement it. Nobody. Two people went through the whole program out of the 10 that started. And one person actually kind of sort of did something. Why? Because we didn't address the underlying issue, which is what? Your negative behavioral pattern. So I can tell you about how great the mountaintop. I can tell you about the streets of gold. I can tell you about the cherubims. I can tell you about, walking on clouds. I can tell you about all of these great heavenly features. But unfortunately, there's a ruling disposition that doesn't allow you to go in and grab those heavenly features. It's interesting because it doesn't matter how great you are. It doesn't matter how great the reward is. You cannot go past your limiting belief, which is your self-image or lack of self-image. Now, it's very kind of sad. I'm going to have to share, when we start off, and I warn you up in advance, February and March, maybe April, going to be a little rough because we have to identify some ruling dispositions. And we got to, takes the average person 90 days. So we gotta give it the 90 days to get rid of these dispositions. And these are what I call non-shareable emotions. See, your highest level of service is attached to your shareable events. Let me say that again. Your highest level of service is your ability to attach to shareable, covert emotions and events. Let me say that again. There are some things that you've done in the dark that you're not very proud of. Those are non-shareable events. You ain't telling nobody. Why? You're ashamed of those events. So we've got to turn those non-shareable events into shareable events. We got to get you to the point where you see that those non-shareable events, those are your tickets to freedom. We got to be able to get you to transmute lead into gold. We got to get you to understand the physics of alchemy, blood alchemy specifically. I posted on my Facebook page yesterday, and I was talking about these entities that breathe. They are nitrogen and carbon dioxide entities. Oxygen kills them. And then there are oxygen-based entities like you and me, and oxygen provides us with life. So the very thing that I'm doing right now, if another entity does it, he'll die. She'll die. It will die. But for me, oxygen, it empowers my entire body because I'm hemoglobin. I'm not hemocrying. But there are some hemocrying entities, and they're struggling. And so that's why there is this promotion of smog. That's why they want to get rid of some of the people. That's why the forests are gone, are going fast. That's why they have genetically modified organisms. All of this stuff is designed to create an acidic state because there are entities There are Dracos that they can only live in an acidic, nitrogen-based, carbon dioxide-based environment. They can't live in a love, hemoglobin, alkalinity, oxygen-rich environment. So what's really going on is a chemical battle that the church thinks is a spiritual battle. I'm looking at it from, and we can talk about, I can talk spiritual if you want to talk churchy church. We can do church talk. I speak Christianese very well. I'm fluent in Christianese. Or we could talk esoteric knowledge. We can talk Dracos. We can talk Anunnaki. We can talk Nephilim. I'm fluent in esoteric. Or we can talk physics or biology. I'm fluent in talking about the bioacoustics and the biophotons and bioactive fields. And so if, whether you want to talk biology, whether you want to talk electricity, or whether you want to talk chemistry, I'm fluid in all three areas. Whether you want to talk spirit, whether you want to talk soul, whether you want to talk body, I'm fluid in all three areas. But most people I talk to, they're only fluid in one area. And so when I start talking Christianese, I lose them. Or if I start talking about biology, I lose some. Or if I start talking about esoteric hidden information, I lose some. But my goal is not to lose everybody. So again, like Yahushua, I become all things to all people. In other words, I meet you where you're at. So you can only understand Christianese. I will only speak Christianese, and I still get you to the point where you understand your highest level of service means that you are a single standing column of waveform energy. That means that you're operating with Christ mindset. That means you're saved. And therefore, you go out and you want to share the love of the gospel, and you want to spread Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You want to love on people. That's your highest level of service. But how do you express, expose, and expand it in a way that you can monetize it? So if my boy Donald Trump decides to cut off, you know, your source of income, you should have a way to provide for yourself. Maybe you have a garden in your backyard. Maybe you understand how to, you know, hey, use kerosene lamps if you have to. Maybe you got a generator that runs off of water. Maybe you learn how to convert it. You created a machine. I met the guy last night who has a degree in chemistry, and we was talking. He developed co-developed a machine that takes bad water and turns it into drinking water. That's his highest level of service. My highest level of service is to take people who have no clue about whose they are and who they are, and expose them to clarinomics that teaches them how to manage themselves so that they don't have to depend on nobody else. They wake up in the morning. If they're off, they can self-direct themselves. They don't have to call the Reverend Dr. Bishop. They don't have to call nobody. They don't have to take no pills. They ain't got to take no medication. They don't have to eat a certain things. All of these things are help, but they have the ability to bring their mind, their will, their emotion, their imagination, and their intellect all under the control by themselves. By the end of 2017, everybody will be doing it. That's clarinomics. And then I'm a temple builder. So I'm going to build up your self-image so that way you believe that you can do what I just said you can do. Because that Jesus said, the Bible says that God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. God says that you can walk through the valley of shadow and death. God said, why worry about what you shall eat and what you shall drink? God says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. All who rise up against you shall fall. God says greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. God says that you are a joint heir. God says that you are a royal priest. God said that you're justified. God said that you're glorified. God said that if he be for you, who can be against you? So God has already said all of these things, so I'm just going to tell you your temple. I'm going to tell your temple, and I'm going to build your temple. So that way your clarinomics will be able to maintain by your temple, because now I'm going to elevate your self-esteem and your self-worth and your self-value and your self-image. And you're going to look at yourself in the mirror, and you're going to say, yeah, you know what? Damn right. I walk through the valley of the shadow. I ain't somebody going to call you and say, hey, you owe us $200. And you're going to be able to say, sir, I understand that. I get you $200 when I get it. When you get it, when I get it, you'll get it. Thank you very much. God bless you. As-salamu alaykum. And you go back on with the rest of your day. Thank you at all. You get a bad report from the doctor. You say, doc, I understand. I appreciate you. I understand that. That's your opinion. I'm going to go get a second opinion. You get a second opinion, they give you more bad news. They say, Doc, I appreciate your second opinion, but I'm going to do some research. I'm going to read my brother Will's book on theocentric nutrition. I'm going to start drinking me some alkalinity water. I'm going to put my intention into that water. I'm going to make sure that water is declustered. I'm going to make sure that I'm removing all the mucus out of my body. I'm going to give me some vitamins and pH strips. I'm going to make sure that my alkalinity rate, that my pH balance in my urine is 7.5 or higher. I'm going to make sure that I'm eating fruits and vegetables, preferably organic. And I'm eating them in the rawest possible state possible. I'm going to make sure that I'm meditating and that I'm praying every day. I'm going to make sure I take my shoes off and I'm going to walk at least 5, 10, 15 minutes a day in the sun, bare feet, so I can retune my biorhythm with the rhythm of the earth. I'm going to walk out in my backyard with no shoes on and preferably as less amount of clothes on as possible. Women, you can't just walk outside with no shirt on. But men, go outside. I do this. I used to do this for 2 to 3 hours a day. Go out there with my Daisy Dukes on. People thought I was just showing off. I was going out there to get my vitamin D to get recharged. And I used to never get sick. I can't do it as much as I used to now because I'm in a metal building and the metal compound. I live in Concrete City. In other words, I live in a subdivision. It's hard to find. It's hard to just go outside, you know, half naked so that way you can get some sun. Why? All of this builds your temple so that way you can do what? DNA blueprint. My DNA blueprint now is regenerated for success instead of failure. Right now, my clarinomic temple building DNA blueprint is for failure program. That's what I got. But we're going to change out that word failure and put in the word success. So everybody got clarinomics. Everybody has a temple. And everybody has built their own DNA. Now, again, Dr. Bruce Lipton, now we're going to break this down. He shows that according to epigenetics, your belief changes your DNA. We're going to break this down inside of my book, The Biology, which is going to probably be the second or third book that we go through when we start in February, which was the last book of the three-part series that we ended with in 2016. So we did two of the books, but we didn't do the third book. But I was saving that book, again, for the start of 2017, which is, again, The Biology of Behavior, where we're going to break down the biologically, and we're going to delve into the biological reason why your central nervous system and the hypothalamus, how they influence your emotions and your motivational state and how they control everything inside of your body. And we're going to break it down for you, brothers and sisters, so that way it's crystal clear. So that way there is no doubt in your mind whatsoever what's going on. And this is going to be the neuroscience. This is neuroscience. This is neurotheology. And it's going to give you the biology of your behavior, the biological foundations of all of why you do what you do. And once you see why you do what you do, then you're going to be like, oh, I won't do that no more. And it's going to be like that. You're going to go from ego to altruism. Watch. I guarantee you, everybody that's a part of my program in 2017, it's going to happen one day. I don't know what day it is. I don't know. I can know. I remember you guys. Remember I told you guys something clicked for me about 60 days ago? From that day to this, my whole life changed. What was it? I went from egoism to altruism. Now, we talked about egoism, and we've talked about altruism. Egoism is just hate. Altruism, just love. But it's the physics of love. Now, the secret to your life, brothers and sisters, is for you to operate in your highest level or your highest capacity. This is going to be the hardest thing to do. That's the goal. We're going to start where you are. But I'm telling you right now, this is my goal for you. My goal for you is for you to fall in love with you. That's my goal. My goal for you in 2017 is for you to fall in love with you. And when you fall in love with you, and you see your worth, and you see your value, and you see yourself the way God sees you, you will only hang out with, You will never, ever allow anyone to speak, to look, or to address you with a frequency less than you. You will never, ever congregate. You will only conjugate. You will never, ever go to a congregation. You will only be a part of a conjugation. Because you will never, ever, ever, ever. Eagles don't hang out with chickens. They just don't. They don't. It's not a disrespectful thing. Their frequency is just what they do during the day. It's just the altitude by which they fly. Eagles just, chickens just can't get up that high. And the eagles, they just don't come down that low. And if they're picking one of them up to eat. See, I don't know. There is no pact between lions and men. I don't know if you understand that. There is no pact between lions and men. Lions don't hang out with men. Since I'm from the tribe of Judah, my king is the Lion of Judah. The Lion. So therefore, I'm a lion. So I don't have no pact with men. I hang out with lions. So the physics of your highest level of service, your highest. So I'm only operating at my highest level. My highest level. Now you got to start where you are, but you got to get to, the goal is to get to your highest level of service. Your highest level. Your highest level. Now think for a moment. Your highest level. That means you're oscillating and vibrating at your best performance. That's the goal. Is to create for yourself. So that way your rewards in life are their highest rewards. Because your rewards in life always equal your service. So if you got your highest service, you will receive your highest reward. See, the universe is a universe of balance. You get out what you put in. Let me say that again. The universe is a universe of balance. You get out what you put in. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got it. The universe is a universe of balance, of harmony. You get out what you, not your mother, not your father. Women, you're doing something for somebody, and you putting in it, and your daughter or your son, they're not benefiting because you putting in the work. You better make sure that you require your son and your daughter to get off the sofa and do it for themselves and stop enabling. You're destroying your children, and you think you're loving them. You're killing them. You're setting them up for failure. Why? They're freaking too old for you to be freaking spoon-feeding them. They either get it or they die. Now, that's harsh. But until you get to that point, that's what I did. That's why there's hardly no members. In fact, there's none. I don't think. Is there? Yeah, I don't think there's none members of my old Eagles Club that's with me in 2017. None. Why? Because I enabled all of them. So they're still on Facebook right now, enabling each other. They get together. They just talk to each other. Nobody doing nothing, but everybody's talking. Every day they talk. Every day they make videos. They share with themselves. I guess they got a little group going on and stuff. But who's moving up? Who's making money? Who's changing lives? Who's changing their own life? Who's making money in their own life? Who's vibrating in their, who's overcoming their own demons? Who's working on themselves, or are they just talking about working on themselves? See, it's a lot better to talk about doing stuff than it is to do it. See, it's a lot better. It's a lot easier to talk about, man. See, how do I know this? What do y'all think I've been doing for 20 years? You know, do you know how long I talked about writing a book before I ever wrote one? Do you have any idea? Do you know how long I talked about starting a business before I got the cojones to go out and actually start one? Do you know how many buildings I looked at before I actually got the balls to pick up the phone and call somebody and say, hey, I'm going to rent your building. I ain't going to pay you no money for 6 months. But when I do start paying you, my payments are going to be there, and they're going to be on time, and your building, I'm going to lease it for 5 years. But for the first 6 months, I'm not paying you nothing. Because I'm going to pay you for 5 years. I got a five-year lease, guaranteed to be profitable. And everybody I told that, they all laughed at me first. Now, I know a lot of people who I've been working with for 5 years, they still talking about what they're going to do. And then when I tell them what to do, they come back and they say, hey, could you explain that to me again? I know, but I sent you the tape and the video. You got it. In fact, I gave it to you for free. That's why you didn't listen to it. See, I was an enabler. And I apologize to anybody listening from my old group, I apologize to y'all. Because, see, I was trying to be God. I loved you more than you loved yourself. And unfortunately, I handicapped you. And I unfortunately made the cardinal sin that you can't make as a teacher and as a parent. You cannot love your children more than you love yourself. If you do that, brothers and sisters, you just became an enabler. People who enable people don't know that they are enablers. An enabler is somebody who that takes their gifts and they use their gifts to give it to people who need their gift. But they don't give it to people who want their gift. Big difference between need and want. See, you can hang out with people who need your product, your service, and your information. But they don't want it because, you know what? Oh, man. Father, can I be honest with y'all? Father, say I can be honest with y'all. People always make time, and they always got money for what they want, not what they need. Man, I can go through the hood. It blows my mind. There's one homeless, this one cousin of mine, homeless, supposed to be homeless. He's been like that, so he's been kind of like, you know, he got some mental issues, and I see him every once in a while. He get me, my brother, love. He say, Willie, Glenn, Gary. You don't know which one. He gets us all confused. And I see him, I say, hey, what's up, man? And you know what? Every time I see him, he ain't got no money, no job, mental problems. But every time I see him, he got a brown bag in his hand with a fifth of Jack Daniels or something in it. Now, last time I checked, alcohol is not really free. It's kind of expensive, like kind of like cigarettes. And it's amazing how homeless people always have a cigarette, and they always have alcohol. I know sometimes they dig around and they find it, blah, blah, blah. But this dude, you know, he walks around every time he sees me. He says, hey, put it. Give me $5, man. Bro, I ain't got no money, dog. At least not for you. And that's my cousin, first cousin. His mother, my mother, sisters. Now, I can help him out. So I'm going to help him out. I do a dear community report for him for free, maybe. And I probably wouldn't want to do that, especially now. What am I saying? What happened to him? His mama enabled him. Now, mothers, I'm going to say this again because this is tough. Some fathers, too. We have to look at universal spiritual law. That's why the scripture calls it universal. And now, let's go back through it once again. The universal laws state that your rewards in life will always equal the value of your service. If your service have no value, your reward will have no value. Your rewards in life always equals the value of your service to others. Always. Always. That is universal spirit. It's like the law of gravity. That means, my brothers and sisters, like all of the other universal laws and all of the other spiritual laws, and we could talk about Ten Commandments and all that other stuff, those are all universal laws, like the laws of gravity. And another one of those universal laws is give, and it shall be given. So that implies that if you don't give nothing, you don't receive nothing. And now the universal law also states, in whatever manner or whatever amount that you give, that same manner or that same amount is going to be given back. Achievement of mastery in any field or any endeavor requires the understanding of spiritual laws. And failure is when we disobey or we don't understand, or like the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. That means we're ignorant of spiritual law. So if you can learn from my mistakes, what mistakes did I make? The biggest mistake that I made is I wanted to help people who, number one, didn't need my help. Number two, didn't want my help. So I just came in and I just thought I had no idea. I just assumed. Now, Think about how arrogant that is to just assume that without you, people are just not going to be nothing. See, I had, remember those two mental diseases I told you about? Something for nothing. I had that disease, and what was the other one? Microwave, quick fix. I had both of them. See, when I had that something for nothing disease, I had no idea that I was violating the basic law of the universe of sowing and reaping, action and reaction, cause and effect. See, I wanted something, but I wasn't willing to do shiznits. I didn't know. I was young, dumb, and stupid. Nobody told me. I remember, I was licensed and ordained minister, and I was still violating God's law while preaching God's word. See, one thing, the Bible says the devil knows the word too. But what? Guess what? He don't do it. That was me. See, when you violate universal law, what you are doing is you are attempting, again, override the pattern. Now, again, God's pattern overrides all other patterns. Now, remember, it works just like the automatic pilot works on your plane. If a plane goes off course, the automatic program, it lets it go off course, and it detects it, and then it starts to pull it back on course. So universal spiritual law is no different. You go off course. God going to let you go off course. You're going to go down that road. He'll let you go down that road. And then guess what happens? He pulls you back on course automatically. Universal spiritual law works whether you are aware of it or not. Don't believe me? Go on the roof, jump off, and say, I'm a black man. This gravity doesn't affect me. Or if you're fat, gravity doesn't affect fat people. Or it doesn't affect skinny people. Last I checked, gravity affects white and black, tall, short, fat, skinny, happy, sad. In fact, babies are affected by gravity too. So ignorance is not an excuse. If you put a baby on the roof and you let the baby, God forbid anybody was to do something crazy like that, if the baby walks off a roof, the law of gravity is going to kick in because the baby is violating universal spiritual law. The Bible says God is not a respecter of persons. That means the law works for people that obey it or understand it, and the law doesn't work for people who violate it. Now, you might want to wrap your brain around what I just said. The Bible says that it rains on the just and the unjust. The Bible says, look at the lilies of the field. They neither sow nor reap, and your Heavenly Father takes care of them. Now, I ain't going to go down that slippery slope. You can slice it up any way you want to slice it. But all I know is gravity works on saved and unsaved folks. Gravity works on atheists and Christians, Muslims and Buddhists, Satanists and Pentecostals. In fact, gravity don't give up about your belief system. Last I checked, y'all can check with it. Go on top of your house and jump off and say, As-salamu alaykum, and see if Allah helps you. I'm just saying, check it out for yourself. See if it works. Gravity doesn't have a belief system. Gravity works on physics. It works on the three immutable laws that I've been talking about for 20 years, math, music, and language. Those are the laws of this planet net. Everything in this planet oscillates and vibrates on those three laws. Now, when you violate those basic laws of the universe, what happens to you? There's this thing called cause and effect. When you violate a universal law, you are putting an effect in. You caused it. So look around, look at all your problems that you got in your life, and then go to the mirror and look at the devil. Yeah, that'd be you. You caused it. You are the cause of every effect in your life. Now, this is the hardest thing for people to grasp. But guess what? This is music to my ears, because if I caused it, that means I can fix it. But if I didn't cause it, let's say, for example, my poverty or my ignorance was caused because of the white man, they give me my 40 acres in the mill. So if I was walking around here thinking that, you know, hey, because I'm a black man, psychological effects of slavery, the white man's holding me down, so therefore I got to wait for the white man to get his foot off my neck before I can elevate myself. So if my problem is outside of me, that means my solution is outside of me. But guess what? All of my problems are self-generated. Therefore, all of my solutions are self-generated. So since I created all my problems, guess what? Hallelujah. Praise God. I can solve all my problems. No Reverend Dr. Bishop needed. Now, if somebody comes along and pull alongside of me and say, hey, brother, I identify certain things in you and I want to help you, hey, praise God, I can do that much faster. That's all I'm doing. All I'm doing is taking my mistakes, putting them into a system, so help you operate at your highest level of service. We're all here. We all have a diaconia. We all have a service or a ministry. It's my job, because it took me 40 years to find mine. Every man that I've met, and I see, and it's very hard when I see a young black men that they don't have no purpose. Because everything in me wants to pull alongside of them and talk to them, but I know that they can't understand what I'm saying. Because half of them knuckleheads, you know, they're part of some, you know, organization that don't even believe and don't even understand numerology. I don't even understand biblical alphanumerics. They don't even understand Sanskrit or Hebrew. They don't even know that the English language has no effect on the vibration of the earth. Only the original language does. They never even researched biology. Half of them folks never even took a class in biology. Now, it's not their fault. Hell, I didn't take one 2 or 3 years ago. This is news to me, too. But I had to start somewhere. But how do you start? You start by realizing that where you are at is not your highest level of service to God. That's where you start. You start by realizing that where I am at is great. I love it. I can stay here for the rest of my life. However, in my spirit, in my soul, in my mind, my will, my emotion, my imagination, my intellect, deep, call it unto deep. I go from glory to glory to glory. God doesn't want me to sit on my loins. He says, son, I bless you. You're great. You're awesome. You're shining like glory. You look like me, son. But let's keep going. Don't stop. But see, most of us, we don't understand the game of baseball. We get up there at a bat. We hit the ball. And we get a good hit. We get the first base. And we're like, oh, yes, the game is over. No. At least not the Bible I read. Because when I read in Hebrews 6:1, and as you guys know, that's my entire ministry. Everything I do is based on Hebrews 6:1. Let us go on to perfection. But most people don't want perfection. My biggest mistake in my life was trying to help people who don't want help. Because then you're casting your pearls among swine. And whose fault is it? Yours. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm talking about myself. Like I say on every show, please don't email me. Please don't call me. These shows I do is what God is dealing with me with my life. I just invite you guys in to listen. God is telling me, Brother Will, you're doing good, homie, but guess what? You're not operating at your highest level of service. What you're doing is great. Appreciate you. Attaboy. But you're not operating. You're not doing your work well. I'm like, well, what do you, hold up, Father, what do you mean? This is what God is telling me. I don't know what he's telling you. Do your work well. Well, I am doing it. Remember what I told you guys, the secret to success, how to achieve mastery? Do you guys remember? And we talked about take that fantasy, turn it into fact, and then ask yourself two questions. Am I able? Am I willing? Brothers and sisters, in order for you to vibrate at your highest possible level, now, for me, let me ask you one question. What transcends from eternal life? When your physical body dies, what moves on through past death to eternity? The answer to that question is called consciousness. It's called your soul. It's called your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. Now, people can debate it. Like I told you guys, I don't debate. I just educate. So if that moves on to eternity, that's going to be judged. Remember what I talked about at the beginning of the show. You have shareable and non-shareable emotions. There's a certain part of me I don't want nobody to know. That's the secret, Brother Will. I'm ashamed of that dude. I keep him locked up in the closet. That cannot transcend death. You can't have none of those. That's the physics of what they call phase conjugation. In other words, in Egyptian mythology, they take your heart and they weigh it. And if your heart isn't lighter than a feather, remember old boy with the dog head that comes in, what's his name? Oh, I forgot that fool's name. I want to say, Nibus, 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 that's him. Thanks, babe, Nibus. Now, according to physics, there's a guy named Dan Witter. He done all the work. It's called The Physics of Bliss. If you guys don't believe me, do the math. I've already done the math. I have a book called The Physics of Christ. And again, I published that book about 10 years ago. Based upon modern physics, they don't know how. But all they know is when the heart is full of love, it has no weight. It's like gold. Now, remember, gold is the only thing that has no resonance. Or should I say it's not affected by resonance. What does that mean? That means no outside frequency can affect the frequency of gold. That's why all of the Anunnakis, that's why in the book of Genesis, that's why every god that have ever existed, they all, now the word manna, again, that was rained down from heaven, was white powder gold. I can prove it. It's called O-R-M-U-S. In Hebrew, the Hebrew word O-R-M-U-S is the audible, rearranged, metatonic, blah, 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 blah. Again, physics. Now, how in the hell did they know that way back in the Old Testament? So when God fed his children, now remember when Moses came down off the mountain and they built a golden calf and he took the Ten Commandments and he threw it and it hit the golden calf? Read the next verse. What did he do? White powder, this is in your Bible, was spread all over. Moses told the people to go pick it up and eat it. Why? That makes your heart lighter than a feather. That's the only way you get into eternity. That's the physics of it. Now, you can't go to church and say this, but it's the same thing that when people say you're getting saved, what they're saying is that you're transmuting, you're taking out that stony heart, and you're replacing it with a heart full of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. I just happen to like physics and biology. So everything that anybody else can explain with the Bible, I can explain with your body. Why? I don't know. That's my message. Because my name is Bethesiel. And when I read, now this is in your Bible. Who is Bethesiel? Do you remember? Now I had this on my website. I took it right out of the Bible. Bethesiel was the guy that built the temple for Moses in the desert. God gave him the dimensions of the temple. Now, my name, what is the chance that my name in Hebrew means Bethesiah? You think that's just by happen chance? So when I found that out, and you know, my name means Shakan, kind of like Sherakon, it means in the shadow of God. So when I found that out 10 years ago, there's not a demon in hell, under hell, that could ever make me change what I'm doing. That's why I don't have no fear. That's why I talk with a little righteous indignation. That's why I don't give up what people think about what I do or don't do, because I have proof. Because, see, I was doing this before I had any scriptures to back it up. And now everything I talk about on nutrition, because I receive the Tavnit, T-A-V-I-N-T, the Tavnit in Hebrew. The word Tavnit in Hebrew means pattern and patterns of power. There is a pattern of the heavenly dwelling place that is unable to be created by hands. It is only being created by God. Bethesiah is the chief architect of the structure of God. He was the grandson of Ur. He was from the tribe of Judah. He was the ancestor of King David. All of this is written by Josephus in a book called Antiquities, chapter 3, verse 2. This is all on my website. So the same thing that I did for myself, which is exactly what I told you guys that's in Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. When Jesus himself says that anybody who don't proclaim and publish, don't follow. That's what Jesus said. Why y'all think I got 50 books? Why y'all think I got 1,500 shows? Now, I wrote my 50 books, and I had done my 1,500 shows before I ever found the scripture. God always takes you through the experience of something before he gives you the knowledge of something. So that way, you won't get a big-ass head and be walking around here thinking you God's gift to the planet. So everything that I've done, especially with spiritual therapeutics. Now, I'm helping people that got demons, and all I do is text them because that's what God told me to do. So all I'm saying is, you can follow man or you can follow God. You can achieve what others have never even imagined. Why? You are engineered by God in such a way that you cannot intensely desire a goal without having the ability to acquire a goal. Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me close by saying this again. You cannot. You are engineered in such a way that you cannot intensely have a desire or a goal in your brain without already, past tense, having the ability to acquire it. God never gives you the desire to do something without first providing you with the ability to do it. Think I have a desire to take on all devils and demons? Why do I go looking for them? Because that's what God designed me to do. Bethesiel, according to the scripture, was from the tribe of Judah. He was filled with the Spirit of God. And he was purposely empowered by God to build a dwelling place that houses the Shekinah glory of God. I don't do nothing with the glory. I just prepare the tent, your body, to house the glory. That's why I got a biological tent on everything that I do. For years, I hated myself. I hated myself because I liked biology, and I went to church, and I didn't fit in. And it damn near destroyed my life, man. That's why I'm telling y'all, when you got something that resonates with your spirit, you cannot listen to other people. You are engineered by the big G, not these little demons running around and acting like gods. You are engineered by the big G that's not on this earth, according to James chapter 3. He's called the Father of Lights. Triple that, you need to look that one up. James 3:18. You are engineered in such a way that you cannot intensely, now remember, if you walk in the spirit, you cannot fulfill the lust of the flesh. That means that you can plant a seed, you can water it, but guess what? That sucker ain't going to grow no fruit. It's impossible. Because you are designed by God in such a way that you cannot intensely desire a goal or any, you cannot even have a thought without having the ability to fulfill that thought. That's the way you're designed. You cannot become whatever you want to be. You can only become what God has designed and gifted you to be. That is why the Dale Kinnear Report that I do is the most important thing on the planet. And you don't even need me to do it. Hell, you can go to Google, type in life path number, add up your date of birth, do it yourself. At this point in the game, man, you can keep your $300. I'm making enough money. All I know, you need to find it. You need to find it quick. Because what you're doing, remember, your power comes from your position. It don't come from no books. It don't come from nothing else. If you're out of position, the devil's going to walk through you. If you're in your position, because the name Christ, that's what it means. Jesus is his name. Christ is his title. My question to you is, what's your title? I know mine. Do you know yours? I know my title. Ain't no devil in hell can take mine. Until you find out your title, which is your niche, which is your position, that comes from the person that gives you the seven P's. Person, he got the place. That place gives you a position. That position gives you a purpose. That purpose gives you a process. That process gives you a procedure. That procedure gives you a product. That product gives you a profit. That profit makes you a profit. That profit gives you peace. That peace gives you prosperity. So you sleep like babies at night. Brothers and sisters, this is not a game. If you don't hook up with me, hook up with somebody else that understand the preparation that's required for you to have what is called phase conjugation, not congregation, conjugation. That means that your heart implodes. It doesn't explode. Implode means that it collapses within. It becomes light as a feather. And according to physics, if somebody who is operating at the highest level of good, that means that they love. That means that they are in love. That means that they can transcend time. Just like in the movie, the only thing that transcends space, time, mass, and matter is love. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three is love. Brothers and sisters, that's the physics of love. And love, love is your highest level of service. Because guess what? Love is God. And God is love. That's what your Bible says. That's why I did the book and the 7-hour series on being God. Until you be God, you cannot experience God. And the way that you be God is to be love. My brothers, my sisters, if you have not already joined me, please email me at masterteachers33.com@gmail.com. We kick everything off. We have the, again, the introduction on February the 1st at probably at 8 p.m. That's going to be the orientation class. It's going to go over everything that we're going to be doing and going to roll out. We're going to go over the book that hopefully everybody has. So anybody that doesn't have the book, again, that book is free. I will email you that book. Again, for anybody who do not have the Clarinomics Temple Building DNA Blueprint for Success program, it's long. But the reason that it's long is because what we are doing is very in-depth. Now, remember, Clarinomics Temple Building DNA Blueprint for Success. If you do not have that book, email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That book is free for anyone. Electronic download. That just explains the program. Again, very easy read, about 100 pages. Clarinomics Temple Building Blueprint for Success, DNA Blueprint for Success. Email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Brothers and sisters, I do apologize for going over about 8 minutes. Thank you guys so much for joining me on a Sunday night. Appreciate you. I love you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.